Welcome to the Police Situation Judgment Audio Series, brought to you by Complete Test Preparation, Inc. If you're listening to this, you're probably driving to work, sitting on the bus, or hitting the gym. That's exactly why we built this program. You can't read a textbook while you drive, but you can master the test. Here is the truth about the Police Situational Judgment Test. It's the place where most qualified candidates fail. Why? Because usually, two or three answers look correct. The difference isn't about knowing the law, it's about knowing the mindset. The Complete Test Preparation Team has been helping candidates launch their careers since 2005. In this series, we aren't just going to give you the answers. We are going to teach you the framework, the specific logic recruiters are looking for, so you can spot the trap answers a mile away. So, keep your eyes on the road, and let's get your mind on the test. Let's dive into your first scenario. Welcome to another judgment scenario. This scenario focuses on mental health response and de-escalation, which is a critical component of modern policing. The scenario develops in stages, requiring you to make decisions as the situation evolves. The disturbance in the park. Welcome to this situational judgment practice scenario. This scenario focuses on mental health response and de-escalation, which is a critical component of modern policing. The scenario develops in stages, requiring you to make decisions as the situation evolves. You will face four decision points. The core competencies we are testing here: effective communication, officer safety, public safety, and legal authority. Let's begin. Stage 1, arrival and initial assessment. You are a patrol officer working alone in a marked police vehicle. You receive a dispatch call regarding a man acting strangely in a busy public park. The caller states the man is shouting at trees and appears very agitated, but no weapons were mentioned. Upon arrival, you see the man in the center of the park. He is pacing back and forth, shouting incoherently. There are several families with young children in the playground about 50 meters away. The man has not noticed you yet. Question 1. What is your most appropriate initial action? A. Immediately rush towards the man and shout at him to get on the ground to assert control. B. Park your vehicle, notify dispatch of your arrival, request a backup unit, and observe the man from a safe distance to assess his behavior. C. Ignore the man for now and go speak to the families in the playground to get their witness statements first. D. Drive your vehicle onto the grass directly up to the man to cut off his escape route. The correct answer is B. Explanation. This stage is about risk assessment and resource management. Why choice B is correct? You are a solo officer. Before engaging a potentially unstable subject, you need to buy time and get resources, backup. Observing from a distance allows you to check for weapons and behavioral cues without immediately escalating the conflict. Why choices A and D are wrong? Rushing in A or driving aggressively D effectively forces the confrontation. If the man is suffering from a mental health crisis, aggressive police actions can trigger a violent fight or flight response before you have backup. Why choice C is wrong? Public safety is the priority. You cannot turn your back on an unstable subject to take statements. You must monitor the threat. Stage 2, engagement and communication. You have requested backup, which is 3 minutes away. Suddenly, the man notices you. He stops shouting, turns to face you, and clenches his fists. He yells, "Stay away from me! They sent you to take my thoughts!" He is agitated but stationary. Question 2. How do you engage with this subject at this moment? A. Draw your baton and loudly command, "Police! Get on your knees now or I will use force!" B. Adopt a defensive stance, maintain a safe distance, and use a calm, low-volume voice to introduce yourself and ask what is wrong. C. Walk briskly toward him to close the gap so you can grab him if he tries to run. D. Tell him that if he doesn't calm down, he will be arrested and go to jail. The correct answer is B. Explanation. This stage tests de-escalation and communication. Why choice B is correct? This is the ICREATE model: identify, communicate, risk assessment, etc. By maintaining distance, reactionary gap, and using a calm voice, you lower the temperature of the interaction. You are trying to build rapport and show you are not a threat, why choices A and D are wrong. These are command and control approaches. While useful for high-risk felons, they often fail with persons in crisis. Threatening jail or using force on someone experiencing paranoia usually confirms their delusion that you are an enemy, increasing the risk of violence. Why choice C is incorrect. Closing the distance voluntarily, closing the gap, removes your time to react if he attacks. Always maintain distance until you are ready to handcuff. Stage 3, escalation and threat response. Despite your calm attempts, the man becomes more erratic. He reaches into his jacket pocket. You brace yourself. He pulls out a screwdriver. He does not charge at you, but he holds it firmly in his hand and starts hitting his own leg with the handle, looking around wildly. The families in the park are starting to panic. Question 3, what is the most appropriate tactical response? A, immediately tackle the man to disarm him before he hurts himself. B, draw your firearm or taser, point it at the subject, and shout, "Drop the weapon," while repositioning yourself to place a barrier between you and him. C, fire a warning shot into the air to startle him into dropping the screwdriver. D, holster your weapons and approach him with open hands to show you trust him. Narrator, the correct answer is B. Explanation, this stage tests use of force and officer safety. Why choice B is correct? A screwdriver is a lethal weapon, edged weapon. You must now present a force option, firearm or taser, ready to defend yourself or the public. However, since he is not charging, you continue to communicate, "Drop the weapon," and use tactical repositioning, getting behind cover or a barrier to protect yourself. Why choice A is incorrect. Never tackle a suspect holding an edged weapon. You risk being stabbed in the process. Why choice C is incorrect. Warning shots are strictly prohibited in almost all modern police policies due to the danger of the falling bullet and lack of target accountability. Why choice D is incorrect. This is a fatal error. You cannot meet a lethal threat, screwdriver, with no defense. It violates the objective reasonableness standard of officer safety. Stage 4, resolution. Your backup arrives. Seeing the second officer, the man throws the screwdriver on the grass and raises his hands, sobbing. He complies with instructions to turn around. Question 4. After handcuffing the subject, what is your immediate next step? A. Place him in the car immediately and transport him to the police station for booking on possession of a weapon. B. Perform a thorough search of his person for other weapons or needles while explaining what you are doing. C. Lecture him about how dangerous it was to pull a screwdriver on a police officer. D. Leave him with your partner and go interview the witnesses. The correct answer is B. Explanation. This stage tests procedural justice and custody safety. Why choice B is correct. Once handcuffs are on, the immediate priority is a search incident to arrest/detention. You must ensure he doesn't have another weapon or a hidden needle that could hurt him or you during transport. Explaining your actions maintains professional standards. Why choice A is incorrect. While transport is necessary, putting an unsearched subject into a police vehicle is a major safety violation. You search before you transport. Why choice C is incorrect. Lecturing or belittling a suspect is unprofessional and serves no legal purpose. Why choice D is incorrect. You are the contact officer, the primary officer. You are responsible for the prisoner until they are secured in the vehicle. Do not abandon your prisoner to a partner until the search and transfer are formally complete. Excellent work. This scenario highlights how a situation can shift rapidly from a welfare check to a lethal threat and back to a custody situation. Adjusting your approach at every stage is the key to passing the situational judgment test. Great job! You've just added another tool to your toolkit. But remember, hearing the logic is only step one. Applying it to new questions is how you pass. To get the full set of practice questions, detailed breakdowns, and written strategy guides, head over to our main training hub at test-preparation.ca/police. We have deeper dives on the scenarios we covered today, plus full-length practice exams to test your timing. Thanks for studying with Complete Test Preparation. Drive safe, and we'll see you in the next session.